All right. Welcome to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yeah, and it is May the 18th in the year of the Lord, 2023. Yeah, the door to the kingdom of heaven has been locked open and nothing can close it. And it's been that way for over 2,000 years. But that doesn't mean that the door can be obfuscated and cluttered up where you can't find it very easy. But nobody can close it, actually make it. Better yet, no one can operate it. They can only kind of try to cover it up, try to obscure it. And they do that with millions and zillions of things. They don't want you to find that door, buddy. Yet they're waiting for the aliens, the good aliens to come and help them out and everything. But, oh, man, don't talk about the one that's already come and already provided the gateway to the galaxies. Don't be doing that. No, sir. Don't look over there. Well, anyway, let's talk about some of the news today. I want to congratulate the Texas legislature on this. Texas House Bill 2127 would. I love the way news reports that the magazines and main. It can't be mainstream news. It's the mass media cartel. I love the way they report stuff. Listen to the title of this article. This is put out by the Houston Chronicle, I think. This is the first draft. I believe this is the Chron. It's their online chronicle, Houston Chronicle. And it says here, Texas Death Star Bill weakening county governments closer to becoming law. Oh, no. You mean the cities? And the counties can't make law that violate the Texas Constitution? Oh, we can't have that. You know, we have to have cities that make their own law and go around the state constitution and the federal constitution, too, while we're at it. Let's just have a zillion city states that make all of their, they make their own rules entirely. Can you believe it? Death Star. How about return of the Constitution? How about bill returns state authority to the state? Wow, how about that? You know, I just wouldn't have written this article like this at all. So it's Texas Bill 2127, and what it does, and see, they don't say this in here. You know, some of these cities are writing their own environmental material. You know, what everybody has to comply with, San Antonio, Houston, they're all doing it. They're, especially the big cities, they're writing environmental law. Really? In a city? Environmental law made in the city? What about the Texas Constitution? Well, anyway, it goes on here to say that in an 18-13 vote, Texas senators approved House Bill 2127, also known as the Death Star Bill. The emperor passed this bill here. A measure that bars local governments from creating ordinances beyond state law. Can you believe that? It says right there. They say it, and then they call it something else. It's a wonderful thing to pass a law that would prevent. I'm surprised that they even have to pass a law. Have we all lost our minds to the point that you have to write a law that says don't lose your mind? It bars local governments from creating ordinances beyond the state law. I can't believe they even have to do that, but they do. Because people in office don't know anything about government. They don't know anything. They don't know what it is. They don't know the source of its authority or the limits of it or anything. What they practice is what they can get away with. That's modern government. We have to just get up there and do some stuff and see if we can get away with it. I mean, it's unbelievable. There it is. What is so bad about preventing local governments in the state of Texas from writing ordinances that go beyond state law? That is, that means go beyond the authority of the state. Dang. Continuing here, the legislation authored by Representative Dustin Burroughs, Republican from Lubbock, would roll back regulations made by local municipalities on issues like labor protection, noise complaints, industries such as oil, finance, agriculture, insurance, and more. The bill could also outlaw regulations such as mandatory water breaks for construction workers and fair chance hiring practices, which stop employers from asking about candidates' past convictions, lifting the stigma. Well, we can't have that now. We cannot have employers asking if their employees have been convicted criminals before. God bless, man. You know, you ought to be totally ignorant when you hire these criminals. Well, really? I mean, don't we get upset when somebody's in a public school and they're really criminals and child molesters? Oh, it's the school should have done some more inquiry. No, you can't do that because the city of Dallas says, here, no, you can't ask people that kind of stuff. I mean, people, the legislators and the public are so stupid, they are running into each other. They're running into themselves, coming and going, as a result of mass ignorance. And this mass ignorance is taught in public schools. I'm surprised that anything is going on. Well, anyway, here it is. In an April press conference, Harris County officials said the bill could also impact ordinances passed aiming to reduce the alarming rate of construction worker deaths. What, I don't know what that is there. You know, they had to, there's just a whole lot of construction workers dying. Yeah, might want to check that COVID-19 shot and see if they got one of those. Anyway, I think that's good news, and I just wanted to say, they're going to hit on Abbott a little bit. The bill now heads back to the House for lawmakers to discuss the Senate changes before it goes to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The governor has previously expressed support for the legislation. Hallelujah. That's just plain common sense. A city that has that is a subdivision. Let me tell you, well, that's what this stuff is, folks. A city and a county are subdivisions of the state of Texas. And what is the problem with these states and these things that this bill is trying to prevent? It's trying to prevent a subdivision of the state from having more authority than the state. And this bonehead that writes this article puts this spin on it like this is some kind of, oh, but this is a crackdown on freedom and liberty. It's a crackdown on criminal activity. Crackdown on morons that don't know the limits of their authority nor where it comes from. So anyway, let's see here. A Houston City Council meeting Wednesday, Houston mayoral candidate and council member Robert Gallegos addressed the bill's passage and asked Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner about the unpredictable future of the impact of city ordinances like noise control and the new security requirements and permitting of BYOB establishment, bring your own bottle establishments. Anyway, jibber jabber down here. Let me see if I can cut to the end of here. Okay, I'm going to read the last paragraph. Maybe that's got something good. I think we would have real issues with challenging it in the courts, and that is deeply unfortunate, Minnie V said. But I believe that when the people elect leaders locally, the will of the vote should be respected. And so to try to stop power from local leaders and harness and place all their power in Austin, in the legislature, I think it's wrong. These same folks who are now trying to take powers, let's see, that jumped on me, take powers from local government, there was a time not too long ago when they believed in local control. This guy's an absolute idiot, they quoted here. His name is Menifee. I don't know, it probably talked about him up there somewhere in the article. Harris County, here it is, Harris County attorney. An idiot attorney, wouldn't you know it? Harris County attorney Christian Menifee told Cron, that's the Houston Chronicle online version, earlier this this month that House Bill 2127's board is broad and vague scope could be difficult to combat legally. Yeah, you know why it would be difficult to combat legally? Because all these so-called local control things are simply subdivisions of the state of Texas. And this so-called attorney thinks that you could locally exceed the authority of the state of Texas? From what planet does this guy come from? I don't even think it's the solar system or the galaxy. This guy comes from Mental Midgetville. Anyway, congratulations to the legislature that passes this bill and to Governor Abbott. Way to go, guys. Let's keep it up. Okay, I'm going to leave that now. Let's take a look at this thing. Oh, boy. I just love this mass media cartel. Now we're going to turn to that beautiful instrument called the Texas Tribune. Now check this article. Texas-led nation in white supremacist propaganda in 2022. Report finds. Oh, boy. Here come now. Let's bring in the experts and the reports. Incidents increased by 61% in Texas and 38% nationally last year, driven by what experts say is an increasing normalization of extremism in political discourse. Are you serious? Extremism. Well, I wonder what this magazine would think about tyranny, which is a topic that is never discussed, a term that is never used by this magazine or any of the mass media cartel, because apparently that stuff doesn't exist anymore. It's impossible. Tyranny has been abolished from planet Earth. Well, at least from this continent. It still exists in places like Russia and China. You know, and at various times it pops up whenever we need to trash somebody. But it can't exist here at home. That doesn't exist. The real problem here at home is the people. And they need to be clamped down on. And they need to shut their mouth, too. Now, let's shut the mouth of the people. Let's hear what these experts say. It says here, Texas led the nation in white supremacist propaganda incidents last year. Yay, Texas! All righty. Good going. Maybe another gold star. All told, Texas accounted for 527 of the 6,750 incidents tallied by the ADL in 2022, a 61% increase statewide and a 38% jump nationally since 2021. Now, there you go. Now, what is the experts? The ADL, Anti-Defamation League, always turned to the Christ-rejecting Jews, who say they are Jews but reject the King of Jews. Those are the people that really know about everything. I mean, they know everything. They're not only know it, they're experts in it. They know what propaganda is, but they never do any. See, it, ADL cannot do propaganda, and they cannot exhibit supremacism, and they can't be anti-Semites, and they can't be racist. They can't do anything wrong, and they have the license to tell everybody else to shut up while we strip you from everything you have. Unbelievable. Are we still reading this caca? These outfits are still in business. Okay, the total, which hit an all-time high last year, includes the distribution or display of anti-Semitic, racist, or anti-LGBTQ stickers, banners, graffiti, posters, and laser projections. Well, I'll be, you know, how dare anyone say anything about the what a lesbian, what is it, LG, what's the G, gay, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queers. My God, man. I mean, why wouldn't everybody be raising hell about that? So this is okay, huh? So you can just get as kinky and perverted as you can, and that's wonderful. Yeah, you can. And if you say anything about sexual perversion, you're a racist, and you're putting out propaganda. No, I think you're exercising the First Amendment. Okay, the rise corresponds with a wave of anti-Semitic and extremist violence that has steadily grown in recent years, driven by white supremacist groups and worldviews that have been increasingly popularized online in conservative politics. Oh, God forbid, you mean this is being reflected in conservative politics? I even want to know what's left to conserve. My God, there's nothing left to conserve. And the liberals, what do they lack yet? They've had everything they can. They're doing every kinky thing the imagination can cook up. Well, here we go. Reported incidents of explicitly anti-Semitic propaganda more than double last year, according to the perfect ADL. I just can't believe this stuff, that they have the gall to write this stuff. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I have a picture.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I was reviewing an article in the Texas Tribune written by Robert Downing, the democracy reporter. And we were talking about this rise in title of this thing? Supremacist propaganda. Okay, so I wanted to read a little more here. This it says here, last year in Austin, Dallas, and Houston, the latter being one of the most diverse cities in the country, white supremacists repeatedly peppered black and Jewish neighborhoods with anti-Semitic and racist flyers. Across the state, they flew banners over major highways and defaced schools and homes with swastikas and other hate symbols. And they continue to coalesce around anti-LGBTQ events, including drag show protests, where they've sought to recruit and slowly mainstream their more radical views. How dare they? How dare they show up at an anti-LGBTQ event and protest drag shows that are being presented to children, for God's sakes? Let's pervert the children as early as possible. You know, I believe a transsexual never is a male or female. Once they've done that, they're neither one. That's a mutant. That's a state mutant. That's a mutant created by the state. And I think they ought to have their own restrooms. I think if you're going to create, if the state is going to create a mutant and protect them by law, they need their own bathroom, the mutant bathroom. And all the mutants can go to that bathroom. Okay, extremism, experts. Oh boy, we're going to hear from the experts and the longtime anti-fascist. Anti-fascist, come on. Then there's no anti-fascist. This is a fascist state. That would be anti our state. Fascism is a combination of government and corporations to control the people. That's what fascism is. Well, anyway, these actors, they say such groups have been emboldened at the Republican Party and its amplification of these things, such as, quote, the Great Replacement Theory, unquote, a longtime white supremacist worldview that claims there is an intentional Jewish-driven effort to destroy white people through immigration, interracial marriage, and the LGBT community. I wouldn't call that a theory anymore, Jack. I think that's pretty clear with our open borders, and nobody will control that border. They should have been regulated years ago, and it's not. And how to see what this is how, you know, we don't care what you see. We want to be able to do anything we want to in front of your face. But don't you dare describe what you observe. Because if you describe what you observe and it's not what we want to do, and it doesn't praise what we're doing and what we want to do, you're a racist and you are a supremacist. And you are hate. You are spreading hate. Now, I mean, this is just is how far can these people get away with this of telling us what we're seeing? What we're seeing is not goodness or righteousness or wonderfulness or good for the state or good for the world or good for anything. It's filthy, it's dirty, it's decadent, and it's destructive. Now, they call that theory, the replacement theory, has been aided by frequent depictions of immigrants as invaders. Duh! They are invaders. When you have open borders and you won't regulate them, what do you think? That's an invasion, friend. It's a plundering by the hordes. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like the long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I have a caller, but before I take them, I want to cover a couple of more things that are right here on at RBN's website and at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And it's back on this these people that call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ. The better term for that is liars. That's the term that Jesus used for them. The living Son of God on earth called these people liars. Well, you know, this Musk guy, he kind of gets my attention. He's got some guts here and there, you know, and come out and said George Soros hates humanity and is trying to destroy civilization. Well, I tend to agree with him. I think it's evident. I don't think Elon Musk is spending his money, his fortune, on destroying countries. I don't think he's hiring infiltrators and providing bricks and to be thrown through plate glass windows. I don't think he's supplying immigrants, aliens to come into the country. I don't think he's buying up legislators. And I think Soros should be arrested in every land on earth. I think he's uncivilized. I think he does hate humanity. I think he's only interested in destroying countries and building up probably those who say they are Jewish by blood only instead of by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who has all power in heaven and earth and sits on the throne at this time. Now, I think those people are building their own kingdom and they're trashing everybody else's own lands, their own civilizations that honor Christ Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And there are many nations that do that, including Russia. And I'm getting tired of these liars kicking everybody in the world around and kicking Christians around. The Ukraine is trying everything they were in the world they can do to kick Russia around and Russian Christians. These guys need to back off. Every country in the world should be alerted to the devious things these people are doing. And they have the gall and the audacity to say that they are experts in recognizing supremism and racism. They are the supreme. Those that call themselves Jews by blood alone are the supreme racist of the world. Their religion is racist. It says we are special. Our blood is special. And we are special people by blood, not by faith, not by being redeemed from our own sins, but by our birthright. Well, I'm sorry. You don't have any birthright. You don't have any special land. You don't have any special blood. You have the blood of humanity. You share blood with the rest of us. We all have the same blood. And we're all redeemed by the same way, by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus, wherein we sit down in the throne with Jesus where he is, as he prayed to the Father that we be with him where he is and behold his glory. So I take my hat off to Elon Musk. And all once he said that about George Soros, some of these other guys climbed on him, called him anti-Semitic. We're tired of that. The lying Jews who claim Jewishism by blood alone, because, see, you can't be Jewish by blood anymore. The only people that are Jewish on this earth are Christians who have been redeemed by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. I am a Jew. I am incensed that you've taken my name and you've destroyed it and drug it into the mud and said that we have a special land in Israel. My land is the cosmos. The kingdom that I have inherited is the kingdom of heaven on earth. It includes the earth. It includes the galaxies. And as far as heaven reaches, which is eternal in every direction, that is what Christ operated on, and that's what he gave his people that would experience the death, resurrection, and ascension with him. Praise God in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm tired of the liars that they're claiming this special stuff by blood alone, because they are liars. They have none of it. None of that works anymore. God can raise up children of Abraham to the stones on the ground. And that's what I was. I was a stone on the ground. But now I am a son of God. Thank you, Jesus. And you liars in Israel, and you liars in the Ukraine, who are attacking all these countries, and you're making Christians pay to fight fellow Christians. I mean, I can't believe it's grown to this magnitude, and the church, the church of Jesus Christ has remained, actually has been connected with it. They've actually joined at the hip with the Antichrist of Israel. People that call themselves Jews but reject the King of Kings. These people are liars. And now the Christian church has become one with Israel, the modern state of the Antichrist. And support their Antichrist activities worldwide. And in the destruction of their own land. Now, these people have the audacity to claim that they're experts in detecting what propaganda is. I mean, and they're worried about us, not us, because I didn't do that. I didn't have anything to do with that, what this article is about. But they accuse these so-called extremists of peppering their community with flyers. When we get peppered, we get a barrage of artillery at us 24/7, 365 by the mainstream and by the mass media cartel that is owned by these very liars. Do they get upset about barraging us with a constant artillery, a blitz? No, you don't. Who's complaining about the blitz that we get from them 24/7, 365 into our communities, into our homes, into our churches? It's beyond comprehension at this point how the Church of God in Christ has allowed this to go this far. What is a matter with preachers? Don't they have the Word? Don't they have the New Testament in front of them? Can't they read Galatians? Can't they read anything in there? The New Testament is filled throughout that these, you cannot be Jewish by blood anymore. That's out. So who are the Jews? How could I be anti-Jewish? And of course, that's what they mean by anti-Semitic. They don't mind you being anti-Arab all you want to, or anti-Muslim. They love that. They've essentially destroyed every Muslim country in the Middle East with the 9/11 thing and used us to do it, used Christians to do it. The liars are using Christians, the real Jews, to do their work, their evil work. God have mercy on the churches in the world today. God have mercy on the Christian. Wake them up. What does it take? Well, anyway, let's hear from Pat from Fort Worth. I'm glad she's on. I hope she's still with us. You there, Pat?
Yeah. I wanted to tell you about the Texas Tribune. It survives on donors. And Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the second biggest donor, with $504,123, I think, last year.
Woo, okay. A half a million? Was that $500,000 still?
Well, they give $300 million to all kind of media things like CNN and all that.
Yes. Yeah, Well, that's how these criminals are doing all this stuff. And talk about propaganda. Yeah, I mean, that's their whole business. And they're upset because somebody makes some flyers and passes them around. Can you compare flyers to the mass media cartel?
I just read, you know, what happened down there in Austin Friday about everybody passing the see, that's Republican House and Senate. A bill that makes it, it's a law against doing any kind of medical help for under 18 children to transition them to something other than what they were born.
Oh yeah. They're trying to prevent prevent that. Well, hallelujah.
Right. Yeah. But I had to just skip all the propaganda stuff that Texas Tribune put in there.
Oh yeah, because they twist it and make it look evil. Right. How dare you prevent people from little children? How dare you prevent children? The state? How dare you prevent the state from mutilating?
Well, they use a one case. Democrats, they always use a one case thing. They'll tell you a story, but then they don't tell you the fact is that there was what do you call it? It was a where you ask the people when they vote, what do you think about this? And something like 80-90% wanted that done. They wanted it to make it illegal to mutilate little kids and give them all these hormones and things. They're very dangerous. It's very dangerous. So
absolutely. I think it's abominable. I think people should do... I think you should get 20 years in a penitentiary for doing that kind of stuff.
Well, First Abbott, he in 22, he made a directive to CPS that it was going to be called child abuse, and it should be investigated every case. And so now it's a law, but I don't know if it's totally finished, because of course they're not going to go along with that. They're going to try to take it to the Supreme Court. But I wanted to tell you that, but I wanted to tell you something else.
Okay.
I think that we're kind of barking up the wrong tree when we protect Russia, because they got this new doctrine. It's called Gerasimov doctrine. And this morning, Chris Hinckley was talking about it. But he didn't say Russia. But the fact is, it came from Russia. Well, I don't remember him saying that. And Soviet Union. See, they've been after us for over 100 years, and they use everything they can do. And this thing right here is it's to create chaos on every level. Like they took up for Trump before he was elected, but as soon as he was elected, they came against him.
I'm not actually advocating anything about Russia, but what I was saying was, I don't want to be advocating anything about the Ukraine either. And that's the only thing I'm talking about at the present is this ongoing Ukrainian-Russian problem. This should have never occurred. Yeah. And had the Ukraine that reverse immigration out of Israel to Western Ukraine, had that not happened, and had we not put in there a NATO Jewish Israeli in there, and then supported them with all kinds of, we're doing that criminals, and he's another fairy prancing guy, we're supporting that guy against Russian Christians. I don't even want to be involved in that. We should not spend one dime in there.
The Russians starved the Ukrainians to death one time, and they haven't
we know the Russian history, killing 20 million people. We know all about all these stories, and that's I'm not advocating any of that. I don't want to be doing any Ukraine business either, because I'm not interested in what that kinkoid wants to do in the Ukraine.
Well,
so I don't think we should have been involved in anything that had to do with the Ukraine and Russia. That's none of our business.
Well,
anyway, go ahead. Have you got anything else going on?
This guy that comes on J.R. Moore, he's a communist expert.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh, not a communist expert. I always wonder what that is, a communist expert.
Jeff Nyquist, okay? Yeah. I mean, you could ask him a question, and he knows it all.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
And he really does.
Yeah.
I mean, he studied it for over 30 years.
All right.
I think I'm right.
All right, well, we got to take a break, and it was good to hear from you, Pat, and thanks for the good news about some of that legislation. And we'll be right back after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, welcome back to the last segment here of the show, Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And, yeah, that song, he must have had it. That must be, that's a blues song by a elementary school person. I mean, how could you have a good job and make a good money and then blow it all at a penny arcade? I mean, it must have been sweeping floors at the hardware store or something. But anyway, fun. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the show. I want to direct you, too, to a map that's at RBN. And the title of the article that you find the map on is illegal alien migrant tracking map released. When you see this, you'll see where all these aliens are going by tracking their phones that they've gotten. They even call them the Biden's phone. You'll find that the concentration of all of it, most of it, the majority of it, appears to be in the state of Texas. And I believe the state of Texas should be able to determine its own number within the state itself, how many aliens can be admitted to the state through the state, the borders at the state, so that they can assimilate them properly, and every other state in the union can do the same. And if these aliens want to come in, they're going to have to pick their state that's open. And when you saturate one state, like Texas is totally saturated, we ought to have a five-year moratorium on all immigration to the state of Texas. It's saturated. There's no way we can assimilate the people that already been in here. Maybe 5 years would get us kind of going again. But anyway, we are under an invasion. We're being lied to 24/7 by the mass media cartel and those that own them, the liars. And thanks for listening. And also, way to go, Texas legislature, for passing or about to pass a bill to prevent their own state subdivisions from passing laws that exceed the authority of the state of Texas and exceed the constitutional limitations of the state of Texas. Hallelujah for that. And how dare they call it the Death Star bill. What a ridiculous term for something that is good, sound, natural knowledge. So thanks everybody again, and we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.